A Spell of Swallows by Sarah Harrison.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Sarah Harrison has written many best-selling novels: Life After Lunch, Flowers Weren't Facts, That Was Then, Heaven's on Hold, The Grass Memorial, The Dreaming Stones and Swan Music are all available from Hodder and Stoughton, as well as children's books, short stories, articles and scripts. She lives in Hertfordshire. For Boz, Fan and Thea, love always. Chapter 1. The girl, carrying the cake wrapped in a cloth, walked along the riverbank towards the ford. She walked briskly, partly because in April it was still fresh at this time in the morning, but mainly because this was one of only 6 days off in the year, and she wanted to make the most of it. Eden Place had changed in many ways, but some of the old traditions were kept up. The girl's mother had worked at the house 25 years ago, in the 1890s, and had always been given a simnel cake, made by cook, to take home at Easter time. She said that, judging by last year's cake, standards in the big kitchen had slipped, but the cake had disappeared anyway. The girl could have continued to follow the river round the side of the hill and had an easy, if slightly longer, walk home, but being young and strong, and in a hurry, she had decided to wade across and take the shortcut over Fort Hill. On the other side, she would turn south.